Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, the beginning and the end, the captain of the angel armies. You are the divine redeemer and enduringly strong, faithful, and the great God of creation. You have high standards and you are invisible. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider and the kinsman redeemer, the lamp unto our feet, the most high God, never changing. The one true living God, priceless, and the quieter of our souls. You are relevant in every moment of every day, the sustainer of our lives, and the true vine. You are ubiquitously ours, and the voice we long to hear, Lord. You are the God of work. You're exciting. You are the one we yield to, and Lord, you are zealous for us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for this new day and for your new mercies. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together as brothers and sisters in the public schools. Help us to be ambassadors today. Though we may not know the language of what's going on around us, we want to speak clearly into our students of who we are by the way we walk and talk today to represent the kingdom of God and our King, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh Lord, we cannot do this without you. And so we ask for a double portion of wisdom today as we get closer to the end of this school year. Guard our mouths, our minds, and all that we do. And we ask you for all of this in the perfect and precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to day 178 and in the book of James. So let us begin. The Word of God, James 5, 14 to 15, from the NIV, the New International Version. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. From the King James Version. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And the Living Bible. Is anyone sick? He should call for the elders of the church, and they should pray over him, and pour a little oil upon him, calling on the Lord to heal him. And their prayer, if offered in faith, will heal him, for the Lord will make him well. And if his sickness was caused by some sin, the Lord will forgive him. The Word of God, James 5, verses 14 to 15. I wrote you a little note, my friends, the day that I gathered this promise in the four translations. And so I'm going to read it to you from my heart to yours, and I simply call it the note to the educator. Is there any sickness on your campus? On any given day, someone is sick among us. The degree of sickness may vary, but one of our most important ministries of service as Christian educators is to pray for the sick among us. We are also charged to call the elders of our church to come and pray over them and anoint them with oil. Bring this idea to your church and ask if you can call upon the elders to come to your school next year for those who are extremely ill. How sweet would it be for a local church to adopt your school, and know that the elders are willing to and able to come and pray and anoint when needed. Please pray about this principle of Christian living and bring it to your prayer group for agreement. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the incredible Word of God and the companion to this program, which includes the promise in the four translations, the note to the educator, the prayer prompt, and the quote for the day is available to you on our website at www.aw180days.com. Then you will see a list on the left-hand side. Click the Promises blog, and there you will find today's promises. And you can also download the complete companion, which has 208 pages, so don't print it. And you can also ask for a copy. It's in a beautiful book form now. I'm very excited. Or you can even purchase one if you want to give it as a gift on Amazon.com. Now that's a crack up to me. But if you go to Amazon.com and just type in their search engine, Around the Word in 180 Days, there it is. And so, my friends, I encourage you to encourage your colleagues to be in the Word of God this summer. And that could be a cool way. You could start your day one on summer. Day one can be any day that you choose, or you can jump around and do the promises in any order that you like. They are His promises, and they will never fail. The second thing that we do together on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together. Today, we are praying at precisely 1:16, and our prayer is to pray that the body of Christ surrounds our schools in prayer. Well, there is a tremendous movement in this nation, and Tony Evans is the one that has the most information on it, but he calls it the National Prayer Initiative for Schools. AdoptASchool.org is his website. And it's just really something we really have to encourage as the teachers, the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, any of the administrators, the adults in the public schools. We need to go to our church elders, not only to ask them for the prayer, but could our churches adopt our schools? There's enough churches to adopt all of those schools, maybe a couple times over. And yet right now, we just have a sprinkling of churches who have really gone in and prayed for schools and helped when needed and bring notes and cards and flowers and meals and just the things that we do as a church. So I offer that up as something to pray about this summer, to approach your church and ask them to consider adopting a school and just be creative. Make up ways that fits your community, because a church adopting a school is an amazing gift from us as the body of Christ. So please consider that. We will be praying today at precisely 1:16 about this particular desire. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you at that time, knowing I am not alone. That time was based on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. Today's is written by Kathy Branzell, and she entitled it Powerful. The prayer. Dear Lord, please help us know what it means to live in your power and not on our own. We ask you by your great power to lead all our students and coworkers to know you are real and that you love them. Thank you. Amen. And the scripture Kathy chose was Ephesians 1, verses 18 to 19. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. The power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. We live in a society of power ties, power walks, and power lunches. We have seen the power of deception and pride build companies and then publicly take them apart. What do you think when you hear the word power? Unfortunately, One of the words that seems to appear most in conversations and prayer requests from educators is powerless. Educators have felt powerless as students erupt in violence. They feel powerless as students' language is crude and disrespectful towards them. Some have felt powerless as their students' actions and behaviors are out of control and beyond the scope of their imagination. When have you felt powerless? Where did you turn? What did you do? Have you ever met someone who abused their power or believed they had more power than they really did? Many times, it is a cover-up for their low self-esteem. Psychologists tell us that some people tease or hurt others to make the victim seem small and to make themselves feel bigger or better. Obviously, this is not God's power. Today's scripture brings a message of God's power to you. His incomparably great power for us who believe, the power of his mighty strength, is available to you. When you call out to him, his mighty power will work through you for his good purpose. Power is never meant to make others feel small or fearful. The power you receive from God should be used for his glory and to make you and others feel secure. Those who misuse or overestimate their earthly power will not defeat those who call on God's power. Earthly will never beat eternal. That was our daily devotional, written by Kathy Branzell, and they're available for you to share on our website at www.ceai.org. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's quote is written by Leonardo da Vinci, and he said, "A well-spent day brings happy sleep." And these, my friend, are just designed to be written on your board or locked away in your heart. And so, my friends, as we close out our time together, I'd like to remind you of our promise for today from James 5, verses 14 to 15. "Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven." Great and mighty God, Lord of power and strength, of mercy and grace, thank you for being our healer, Lord. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the elders of the church. We pray, Lord, that our churches adopt schools, that for the next school year, more and more schools are covered until all schools are covered by our churches. The body of Christ, Lord, is the greatest prayer machine in the world, and we need their help in education. Bless us, Lord, with a movement of prayer. We love you, we desire you, and we ask for all of this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.